is
Jason Manford.
This is
Absolute Radio,
where real music matters.
Good morning, it's the Jason Manford Show on Absolute Radio. Steve Edge is here. Good morning, Steve.
Good morning, Jason.
Morning, how are you?
I'm good, how are you? You all right?
we're newsreaders.
We're newsreaders now. What's the scene like there, Jason?
It is raining, it is cold, it is northern.
Okay, welcome to Manchester. I understand you're recording from Manchester.
Yes, I'm here in Stockport, yes.
It's lovely and sunny down here today.
We had that last week where it was the other way around.
The crossover. That's why we need these news feeds, just to make sure that we know what's different weather in different parts of the country.
I love talking about the weather. It's like one of my...
I think it's a sign you're getting old, isn't it?
Maybe, but I just think it's a good leveller.
Do you know that thing about getting old when the policemen start looking younger?
Oh my gosh.
I nearly fell over yesterday. I saw three policemen walk down the street and one of them, I'm not even joking, looked about 12. And I was like, I know that's a thing, but I was like, No, that's not a thing. That is too young.
It's mad, isn't it?
Imagine being arrested by that. You'd like, shut up.
Knock his ass
off. He's not shaving yet.
Mr. Edge, you are under the arrest.
What's wrong with your voice?
Whatever.
Well, it's weird, though, isn't it? Just seeing it in real life. It's a funny thing.
Yeah, I've noticed that. Well, I think there was a point where, who was it now? It was somebody at City who I thought was brilliant. And then my daughter said, you're old enough to be his dad. Oh. Might be Phil Foden or something like Phil Foden.
Probably is, yeah. Yeah, how old's Phil Foden? About 23, 24?
Yeah, so old enough to be his dad.
Yeah.
And I was, here's a little bit of Northern celebrity goss for you. Mm. We did bid for the same house. This is years ago when he wasn't on as much money as he's on now.
Yeah,
he's he was first breaking through.
He's bought your house just for a laugh now. He used that just to kick a football around him.
And it was, it was like closed bids, and I obviously went a bit too tight, and he bid for it and bought it.
Foden.
He bought it every so often. I drive past it. Foden.
Foden's den. There it is. Foden.
Yes. So yeah. So even when he's playing for City, like I have to sort of go. And it's been years, been about 8 years.
Well, obviously everyone else has shown, square it, and stuff like that. And you're saying, how's the garden? You've been maintaining the garden? And I'm like, what's he on about?
Did you get rid of that conifer, or did you keep it?
The roots will destroy the foundations, you know. What's he on about?
Yeah, so it's just my own little personal beef with Phil Foden he doesn't know about, because it was closed bids, so he's got no idea. I just know because unless the estate agent was also... letting them know.
He shouldn't have let you know. It was sealed.
I know, but it's a state. Mate, you can't trust them.
No, you can't trust them. You can't trust them.
It's still a cliche, but you cannot trust
not
an estate agent.
Not a word.
One of them.
The ones working for you, the ones you're buying the house off.
Who do they work for? Themselves and the devil, Steve.
Yeah.
We're trying to sell this, we've had that little flat in London and the... interest rates. This is how boring we are. We're talking about weather and interest rates. Anyway, everything went up, didn't it? Mortgage rates and all that. I was like, right, well, we can't afford this anymore because that mortgage has gone too high. So let's sell it. And estate agent goes, oh, it's worth this much. And you go, okay, well, we'll go with you then if you think it's worth that much. We sign with them.
Yeah.
2 months later, they go, do you know what? I don't think it's worth that much. It's worth this much now. Reduces it back. I was like, oh, hang on.
Right, and now we're signed with you, are you?
Now we're signed with you, are we? Yeah. And then two people, I'm just getting this off my chest, two separate people put bids in, both 60 grand under the asking price, but the exact same price.
He's really there, isn't he?
Yeah, of course he has. I think they'll take this. They're desperate to get rid.
Yeah. I overpriced it, don't tell him. just so you know, Phil Foden's looking for a London pad.
Estate agent, sir!
Absolute
Radio, Manford, where real music matters.
Feeling pretty good this week, actually, Steve.
I am, but just generally, just feel you wake up and you're like, ah.
Yeah, I feel like I'm sort of. I think because I'm trying to get ready for Soccer Aid, which is in 2 weeks.
Yeah, So what have you been? Have you been doing training? And you
I've
know.
Been training. I've been playing my paddle tennis. I've been running.
Okay. Yeah.
And just trying.
Do you
to
do like the Rocky style training? Do you drink like raw eggs? Run up some steps? Catch a chicken? Any of that?
No.
No. Okay.
Not really. No. Mine's
it's
more
all stamina, isn't it? What's yours?
Yeah.
Paddle tennis and PlayStation.
I do play a lot of. Did you say PlayStation?
Yeah. I've been playing FIFA quite a lot this week, so I think I've got a new
to get my head in the mindset,
formation that I want to try out. Change all the. Remember on the old Premier Manager, you could change everybody's names. You could have AMAC on the wing, and you could do it, couldn't you?
Good fun. No, just sort of trying to get fit and motivated and stuff. Like, I mean, I'll never be fit. I've come to the knowledge that all you can do is just not get injured.
Yeah.
I played five-a-side on Tuesday with Lee Mack and Mo Farah, Mo Farah.
Okay. The Mobots.
Yeah. And he's fit.
He is good-looking lad.
No. He's fit as in fitness-wise.
Well, of course he is.
No, but he's retired, hasn't he?
I know, but
I know he doesn't go overnight. But
footballers do, don't they?
Footballers, really.
6 months after they've retired.
It's like
they doubled in size.
It's like the Nutty Professor.
Yeah, it's like, yeah. They literally retire and then go, right, what am I going to do with my days? And somebody goes, have you ever had a Madeira cake? No, what's that? I'll have 10. And then suddenly, they're doing commentary next week.
It must be so hard because you obviously your job is training every day.
Yeah,
and then suddenly,
that.
Oh my God, it must be a nightmare, I know.
So but, you're not there. You're the other side. You're the training guy. You're sort of, you know.
I'm all right. I'm doing okay, actually. I'm doing all right. But my knees are holding out. I'm ready for soccer aid in a couple of weeks' time. You can watch it on ITV, or I think it might be sold out now, to be honest. But it's at Stamford Bridge. Right. If you fancy having a. And I'm a pundit in the first half.
Oh, okay.
Then I've got to quickly get changed and come down and be a player in the second half.
Be careful what you say when you're being a pundit, though, because if you say something like, oh, he's kicked that and slipped over, that was ridiculous, and then you did the same thing in the second half, you know what I mean?
Yeah, that's true, yeah. Or like you call somebody out for like, you see that soft tackle he just did, and then second half, like, two-footed challenge from behind goes in on you.
Yeah.
Soft was it? I heard what you said. My mum texts me at half time.
Yeah, be careful what you say. Just keep it vague.
I feel like I'm good to go, and Lee Mack, he had a little bit of a groin strain the other day at five-a-side. Mo's all right, Mo's fine. Mo's, what's funny is I'm actually about a similar standard of football as Mo Farah.
Yeah, okay.
But obviously what he's got in his favour is when he loses the ball, he can chase you and get it back. Whereas if I lose the ball, I go, someone else.
That now, he's got that ball now.
Maybe
Mo will get it.
Yeah, I've not got that in my head yet of like...
And stamina, I'd imagine stamina. No, like after 40 minutes, he's still the same, isn't he? Whereas...
Absolutely, didn't even break a sweat.
Yeah.
It's time for a bit of this.
Questions for Steve.
There you go. Questions for Steve, in case the jingle did not make it clear. This is from Lee in Glasgow. He says, hi, guys. My question for Steve and equally for Jason. I don't think I can keep that up.
No, don't. No.
People get offended on this. Says, have either of you... No, I'm going to leave it.
Going in again. Right. Yeah, I better stop that. People get offended. Right, I'm going to go again. People want it.
Can't help it. My question for Steve and equally for Jason is this. Have either of you considered becoming park run guys?
Oh, okay.
For anybody, I mean, we are you're more of a DIY guy. I'm more of a paddle guy.
What is it where we get our fitness from?
Well, yeah. You're like, that's where you get your fitness from, isn't it? You're a walking guy. You're like
I'm a walking guy. I run up every flight of stairs like it's Christmas Day and there's presents at the top. I walk down every flight of stairs like I'm on Parkinson and I wave to the... orchestra when I get to the bottom. Little points to the saxophonist.
I like it. And you did buy a bike once, I remember that.
Buy a bike. My wife does the park run.
My wife does as well.
I did. It's hard because obviously when she does it, I look after the two kids. So, I can't, I don't want to be one of those guys pushing a buggy. That's my excuse anyway.
Yeah.
I walked it once.
Oh, yeah.
With the kids. And all the people on the sort of route were like, he's got a coffee now. I was like, well, I'm just, you know, like a golfer. You know, they just like, yeah. They just recce the course first. And I'm just doing that. Next week, I'll have my trainers on and everything. But, you know, that next week never
came. But you've not done it yet. Yeah. No. Well, for people who don't know, Park Run is like, it's a thing that happens all over the country. It's a 5K run that takes place every Saturday morning. Around, I think it's all over the world, actually.
9 o'clock-ish, isn't it? Yeah. I think it is everywhere, yeah.
Yeah, I think it's all over the place. And it's 9 o'clock on a Saturday morning, and everyone just joins up. And, it was launched in Zimbabwe, it says here on Wikipedia. Over 6 million runners worldwide.
Does yours involve a park?
Yeah, Bramall Park it is. So
it has a seafront. It's flat. It's great. Got a good view either side.
Oh, that's good.
It's nice.
That's good. Yeah, ours is Bramall Park, which is also very pretty, to be fair. But you have to run it twice because it's not a massive park.
Yeah.
So I've heard. I've never done it. No. Lee in Glasgow carries on. He says, for anybody who doesn't know what Park Run is, well, I've just explained it. Don't worry about it. But this year, he does add, it will be celebrating its 20th anniversary. As a keen listener, I know Jason has often spoke honestly about diet, weight and mental health. And I know he is already a tennis guy, gym guy, paddle guy, etc. But with over 1,261 parks holding a weekly event and with the UK tour coming up, what better way to stay fit and enjoy meeting local people around the country?
Yeah.
I don't work for Park Run. I'm 51-year-old Glaswegian who was quite unfit until I started park running 5 years ago, and it's the best thing I ever did.
Well, you can't really start now because you can't get injured before a big game, can you? You don't want to pull a hamstring or something.
Yeah, but I think if I'm...
That's my excuse.
I think if I'm getting injured from running, then maybe football's not for me.
No, I know, but it's... Yeah, I know, but, you know, I'm just saying, keep it gentle just until after the... You maybe join after... Park running after.
Well, the good thing about our park run, like I said, because it is twice around the park, you could just do once around the park, couldn't you?
Yeah. What you mean, get lapped and then pretend you hadn't been lapped?
Yeah. Finish with those guys.
You could end up winning. Wait till you get lapped and then just run. Wait till the first one laps you, then run like everything. You finish like third or something, third or fourth.
Yeah, is it a race? I guess it's not a race.
No, but I suspect people are concerned about personal best. My wife comes home and she says, "This is how many people run 371. What number do you think I came?" And I always say 370, just for a laugh.
Nice.
One less than the thingo.
Yeah.
My son goes second, and I go no, second no. But you got both ends
that's
of the scale.
Only second,
there.
Is it?
No.
Yeah, my brother did very well at the marathon actually. So he never ran before. October last year, then trained up for a marathon.
Yeah, there you go.
So it doesn't take long, but it's just wanting to do it, I suppose. But best of luck, Lee. If you've got a question, anything you want to throw into us, you can always email us, jason@absoluteradio.co.uk, and we'd love to hear from you, so carry on there. Renata has emailed us. She says, hello, Jason and Steve. My name is Renata. It's a nice name, that, isn't it?
It's nice. Think of Rennie and Renata, don't you?
Rennie and Renata. That was our first dog.
Yeah.
First dog was
really?
Called Rennie. Yeah.
Rennie,
I know. It's quite a posh name for a Wally Range house and estate.
Yeah.
Rennie!
Yeah.
I mean, we went Rennie rather than Rennie.
Yeah.
It was never that, really. I'm a big fan of your show. You and Steve never fail to make me laugh, and my 10-year-old has started to sing along with Questions for Steve, Questions for Steve. Questions for Steve. Questions for Steve. It's catchy. In your latest episode, you mentioned a creature called the tardigrade.
Yeah.
You remember that from last week in the
I do remember that,
In the facts bit.
The tiny one.
Yeah, is it like 0.6 millimetres? Yeah. It's tiny, yeah. This tiny animal is so amazing. It can survive in space, underwater, and in a desert. I have added a photo. In Dutch, it's also called Beerbeestje. Which literally translates to little bear animal. Peter, our producer, Steve, has put the picture on our little WhatsApp group if you want to have a little look at it and try and describe it to people.
I don't know how to describe that. It doesn't look real. It's tiny, tiny, isn't it?
Tiny.
It looks like something that lives in space. It's got sort of almost like a breathing mask instead of a nose. It looks like a sock crossed with a caterpillar crossed with alien.
With an alien, yeah. Little bear animal, it translates that in Dutch.
It's quite cute. A good description.
Has it got eight legs?
Sick. I mean, it has got eight legs, yeah.
She says, I once stumbled upon this creature online when searching for an ocean creature to capture for a drawing challenge. I think they are highly fascinating, but I'm also relieved that these creatures aren't bear size. I mean, you're not wrong there, Renata.
Yeah, you don't want that to be really visible by the human eye, do you?
Imagine that came at you.
That as big as a horse, just running at you.
You're just sat having a picnic terrifying. And that comes out the woods.
Yeah. So, like, it's just a tiny guy.
What noise would it make? My goodness.
I imagine it'd be sort of a alien, sort of Doctor Who 70s sort of era noise.
Definitely. If you're on your phone now and you're listening to the show or you're online or whatever, just Google image tardigrade. T-A-R-D-I-grade, G-R-A-D-E. And just have a look at that. It's
when he says it survives in a desert and in space. The first photograph looks like it's in a desert and the second one looks like it's in space.
It does, actually, it's like floating around. But I guess if it's so small, maybe it can just sort of float, I don't know. Recently, she says, my daughters were watching The Magic School Bus and the kids in the episode had accidentally enlarged the tardigrade to grizzly bear size.
Oh, there you go. So it has happened. Oh, I want to see that episode. What's it called? Yeah.
Magic School Bus, I don't know what that is. Hope you're happy with these extra facts and the image. Keep up the good work. Thanks, Renata.
Yeah, good.
Yeah, we've had an email, a question for Steve. Mm-hmm. This is Daniel and Noah from Corby. Dear Jason and Steve, love having the show on every Sunday. My wife, Michaela, works most Sundays, so it's usually just me and my six-year-old son, Noah, listening in while we're having breakfast.
That's our level, yeah.
That is our level. Hi, Noah. Even Noah's probably thinking, I need something a bit more taxing.
Being mature, isn't it?
Yeah, I need something a bit more mature, like an episode of Bluey.
Yeah. Have you noticed that the kids have, because obviously my son watches Bluey a lot, he started saying Dunny quite a lot. I'm just going to go to the Dunny.
Oh, I.
And obviously calling a Trump a Fluffy. That's the other thing. I've just done a Fluffy. I never even heard that word Fluffy before. Have you?
No, I've not heard it before. My son, sometimes if we're out in the garden, he'll say, Daddy, can I have a bush wee?
Yeah.
It goes and has a bush wee. That's from that as well. So, anyway, that's not what the email's about. But we are big fans of Bluey, aren't we? It's a great show.
Yeah.
Have you watched the half an hour episode yet?
I've not watched it yet. I think Sam watched it the other day.
Get some tissues, mate.
Why do you keep doing that? Is it sad? Is it why are you going? Oh my god!
It's just beautiful.
Like that episode of The Last of Us, the second one, the third one, whatever it was.
No. It's just a really beautiful bit of telly.
Okay. All right. Okay. Well. It's not the last one or anything, is it?
No, it's not the last one. No, that'll keep going for ages.
That's
that.
What I thought, yeah. Yeah. Right.
No, it's just well done, isn't it? It's just a blooming good show. Right, we've actually got round to answering Daniel's email. So he said, this week, out of the blue, Noah declared that he wants to be a professional footballer when he grows up. The other week, it was a theme park owner. I had a proud dad moment, as I too wanted to be a footballer when I was his age. That's before I got old and became a physiotherapist. My question to you both is, did you always want to be comedians, actors, when you were younger, or did you want to be something else?
I think there was a point where, when I was really young, I just wanted to be an electrician. I just liked sort of messing with gadgets and stuff. But as you know, and regular listeners will know, I am colourblind. So that door was very quickly slammed. Because you can't be a colourblind electrician.
It would have been shocking as well, actually.
Yeah. It is one of the... It's probably, it's unfair. It's not fair. The world we live in. Why can't I be a colorblind electrician? Because you can't.
No, you can't.
You just can't.
Day one, really, in class, I think would have been.
Well, I mean, it's the like if you look at a little resistor or something, it's got like four light lines and different colored lines on it, and they all say.
But hang on.
What?
Hang on. It's not a different colour every time you look at something, is it? You don't just look away and look back and it's changed.
No, that's a different... I don't know what that's called, but that would be really weird.
That'd be mad. But what I mean is, if it's green to me but blue to you, it's just always blue to you, isn't it? So surely
I think it's sort of red-green colourblind, isn't it? So reds and greens sometimes look interchangeable. And that, again, one's earth and one's alive. But obviously, a lot of the lives are brown now, and even then, it was a dark red, and the green is a really light sort of straw green. So I can see those.
Yeah,
it's not those.
Yeah.
It's when it gets a bit, if you've got something like 20 wires coming out, and one's a sort of slightly light blue, one's a mid blue, one's a dark. That's where I'd be struggling and go, I give
up. Fair enough. So instead, you trained to be bomb disposal expert, didn't you?
Yeah, because it's only you always got the blue wire. Everyone knows that. It's always the blue wire.
Yeah, yeah. I wanted to be a teacher for a long time, but yeah. Then I think that's partly just because it's the only job that you've been in close proximity to.
Yeah, you've seen a lot of it. You've seen kids, you go, I could do this better.
Yeah, obviously you got the odd one where you think, what if he can do it?
This is easy.
But then when I became head teacher at Waterloo Road, with the new series coming out.
So you've done that
September,
really, haven't you?
I feel like I've scratched that itch. Scratched that itch now. So teacher, a lawyer. My dad always said I'd made a good lawyer, and I did think about law for a little while. But then I started stand up at 17, didn't I? So yeah, I think I just, as soon as I wanted to be an actor or a singer or a comic, that just took over from the
age. Did you want to be?
Comedian, definitely. I never even thought about being a singer or anything like that, because there was lots of singers in our family who were much more talented than I was, and they'd not made it. So I just thought, well, that's not a thing. Yeah. I think comedy was, you know, and acting. I was in all the plays at school and did all that. But you were in a band, weren't you, for a little while?
I was in a band for a bit. Yeah, performer. I suppose I think band's a bit too serious, though, isn't it? You know, when you're like 17, 18, you're in a band and you're all wearing Rolex and Chelsea boots, and a bit too. I can look at it now and I'd laugh at myself. You know, which you should be able to do. You should be able to look at what you were like. It's too serious, a bit pretentious.
Yeah,
you know what I mean. You've got to fully. If you've got a sense of humour, you don't see that, obviously. But obviously, obsession was always comedy with me. So since I was Laurel and Hardy and Harold Lloyd and Justin and stuff. So that was my thing. So
there you go. All right. Well, good solid answers there for you. Hope that covers your question there, Daniel and Noah in Corby.
Music matters.
I realised I went to a 40th birthday party last week for some friends of ours, Helen and Ryan, who are both 40. They had a party. Two things I realised. One, because of the drinks I drink, I thought to myself, do you know what? I'm actually going to, Sunday tomorrow, I didn't have the kids. They were all staying at grandparents. So I thought, oh, you know what? Might have a little drink tonight. Everyone else is having one.
Yeah.
You know me. Well, I like a little cocktail. Don't
yeah, say. Anything that tastes like a Bounty. That's what you like.
I love anything. Anything chocolatey, like
sort of creamy, coconut.
Oh yeah, love a bit of that. So they did have some cocktails on, some like strawberry daiquiri and all. I thought, oh, I'll go with that. The problem is when you only drink that rather than beer or wine or whatever, the sugar content hits you before the alcohol content.
Yes, of course it will, and the next day that will be a problem as well.
So you get to a point where you're like, I can't actually drink any more of that.
Yeah.
I also noticed that when I got on the scales, there was pizza and burgers and all sorts of that. I just had a fun night, Steve. Even though I'm on a health kick, I thought I'm having my night off.
You're allowed a night off.
Yeah, we got on the scales the next day. I'd put on 6 pounds overnight. That's like a newborn baby.
Yeah, no, that is that's a lot, isn't it?
It's a lot, Steve. My daughter was less than that when she was born.
Oh,
yeah, but anyway, it's not real. That's the way you got, because 2 days later it was back down to what it was. But
yeah, you just need
sat in your system, isn't it?
But that. It's just sat there.
It's not nice. Not nice. You might see it if you follow me on social media. It was like a party atmosphere. It was like it was a party, but it was like, you know, later on there was like that.
Oh, I saw the video of you was sort of time to go home. Everyone's dancing, and you just looked like you'd had loads of strawberry daiquiris.
Yeah, exactly. What I realised is, because the DJ was brilliant, she was smashing out some great songs, and everyone was really going for it. Everyone's my age as well. Usually I go, oh, it's not for me, because these people are younger than me. But these people were my age.
Mm.
Yet they were up on every song. And what I realised was, it's because I missed the 90s.
Yeah, did you?
And the noughties. Yeah, because I was working, wasn't I? I'd only become a stand-up by 98. Yeah. And so I never went to any clubs. I just didn't. So all the
the tunes.
All the famous tunes
from that era. Like, oh, it's that one. Oh, my. It's a classic. This one. Banger.
Yeah, all that. That was one of them.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't know what it's called, but I know I've heard it.
No idea. Yeah. What about that one?
That's fine.
I only know that for the football.
Yeah, yeah.
Everyone's got a player. Everyone's got one player who's got that song. But yeah, it was that sort of stuff. And I just realised, oh no, it's not because I'm old. It's because I just didn't go out. I just worked.
I think that's probably because, no, it's a mixture of that, but it's also because you don't drink. So you didn't go out
well,
to drink.
Well, that's true, yeah.
That's the thing. That's what most people... There's not many people who went out sort of clubbing.
Yeah, that's not like... You don't have that music on in the car, do you?
I've seen it done, but not normally, no. Yeah. I do judge people who... You know, they've got it really loud. That sort of stuff.
No.
Dropping the kids off at school like they're in Ibiza. You're like,
there's no need for that. But no, it was a fun night. But I don't know, mate. I just feel like I missed out on a lot when I think about how much I actually just. I was doing like 10 gigs a week from the age of 17. Not that I mean, don't get me wrong. I love my life, but you know, just some certain experiences where I think, oh, this is what people were doing.
Yeah. I mean, looking back, it doesn't look like you've missed out that much, do you? Just because you don't know the lyrics to that song.
No, the odd... Yeah, I mean, I'm not going to...
You'll survive.
I like my house rather than, you know...
Yeah.
22
being able
years
to
old.
Know every word of...
Yeah, exactly.
Of Venger Boys classic.
I'll soon get over it. Now, I don't know if you saw this, Steve, but Absolute Radio DJ Jenny Longdon went a bit viral this week.
Viral? Okay, what's happened?
Yeah, she's made headlines after she claimed that there's one rule all grown-ups stick to when making expensive purchases.
Yeah.
You can hear Jenny across the Absolute Radio network from country to 80s. She said, any big purchases like plane tickets, events or holidays have to be made on a laptop, unlike clothes and takeaways that can be made on your phone. If you're buying a new fridge freezer, it's a laptop job. New TV, get the laptop out. This video has been viewed over 1 million times on TikTok with lots of people in agreement. Tracy, for example, said, I will look at all the info on my phone, then get my laptop out to go to the same site and book things. Tom says, I missed out on Glastonbury tickets this year because I was away on holiday and refused to buy them on my phone. Imogen agreed, big purchases require the big internet. What do you think?
There's something in that. Yeah, I think there's something in that, isn't there? I don't think for all of them I would, but definitely holidays and stuff. You want to know, you know, when you're checking in and stuff, you don't want to be doing that on your phone. Do you know, and just making sure you got the right flight. You need more than one tab open. No, you need to have Skyscanner over here.
Yeah,
EasyJet over there. You need them all open because you know they're onto you. And as soon as you've searched for Portugal, they know that in an hour's time that's going to go up. And you've searched. So that's why you've got to do them all. You've got to have them all open at once. Try and trick the internet, which is impossible.
Yeah, I feel like I've made some big amounts on.
Have you bought a telly or a fridge freezer on your phone? I don't think I have. I don't think I'd do the research on the phone.
I've definitely booked a holiday on my phone.
Have you?
Yeah. I remember when I bought my car, I used Apple Pay.
Just double click on the side there?
Yeah, just double clicks on the side. I was just paying. I was paying the deposit.
There's something quite extravagant about buying something that big on your phone. So that maybe that's... I think the normal is, you've got to be grown up and you've got to get the laptop out. But if you're just like, I'm just going to buy a car, tap, tap, that's my face, got it. Ping!
Yeah, I mean, it was... I've got to say,
3 o'clock
like,
in the morning. What was that ping?
It wasn't nonchalant. I was at the place. You know,
oh, okay,
the car dealership, and my for whatever reason my bank card wasn't working, and I said, "Oh well, let me try and put it on my Apple Pay." He went, "It's £100 maximum, I think, on Apple Pay." I was like, "Yeah, I don't think it is."
Is it not? I just assumed it was as well.
No, I think it used to be. But anyway, mine's not anyway. I don't know. Maybe I've got a special one.
Yeah.
But I think she's right though. I think you do. There's a bit more time, isn't there, when you're on.
You can see everything without having to scroll up and down, back and forth. You can see it all laid out in front of you. You know,
dates
to make
right.
the big decisions, you need to view everything.
You can have your email open.
In the bottom corner, it says, and then your flight takes off at 2:15 in the morning. You've got a stopover in Singapore, and you're only going to Spain.
Yeah,
that's. You need to see that. Not. You don't want that in the bottom of the corner of your screen, your phone. Jason
Manford.
Absolute Radio.
Where real music matters.
And what have you been up to this week, Steve? What have you been doing?
I had both kids. My wife was away working, so I was just non-stop dadding. You know, very different needs. But, you know, everyone got fed. No one fell over.
Everyone's still happy. Uninjured and happy.
Yeah. Yeah, pretty much.
That's all you can ask for, I think, sometimes.
Yeah, I think that's the best you can hope for.
I think so. What have I been... I've had a bit of a topsy-turvy week this week, to be honest. It's been all over the place. Mm. I said, have I got news last week, didn't I? Recorded that. And then Monday, that was a fun day. Monday was...
Monday
we went
day.
to Monday fun day was a Chelsea Flower Show.
Oh, did you go to that, did you?
Went to Chelsea Flower
did
Show,
did you
yeah.
meet Monty Don?
We did meet Monty Don.
Yeah, I saw a bit of him and I saw Monty Don was all over it and I was like, oh, but, you know, it'd be nice to meet oh. Monty Don.
Oh, yeah. I mean, Lucy loves... I mean, he's basically David Attenborough for plants, isn't he?
Yeah, that's exactly what he is, yeah.
With his corduroy and his little dog.
Just the sort of tone of his voice is really
yeah,
relaxing.
He's very relaxed too.
At this time of year, you really need to move these out of the shade. And it's that yeah. sort of... You know where you are. If I was his mate, I'd be ringing him every 5 minutes.
Yeah.
I would be like, Monty, I've got this thing. It's got like purple things. Is it a weed? Is it? What is it? You know what yeah. I mean?
He's very cool, actually. He's got that sort of like calm, coolness about him. My wife loves him. She spends all her spare time watching Monty Don. Right. And so we saw him. We were like, oh my God, it's him. It's Monty Don. And so I went over, introduced myself, praying that he at least half recognised me as somebody yeah, that, you know, off of a telly.
My wife's a big fan, Monty.
Yeah, as a randomer. But luckily, I was also with, like, Lee Mack and Rob Brydon, so there was, like, the three of us together. He was like, oh, okay, I know at least one of them, and then it made sense. So we had a little chat, and then I was like, Ashley, do you mind if my wife has a selfie? Is that as a picture?
Mm.
So, yeah, she got a photo with Monty Don. Absolutely made up. She could not believe a look.
Yeah.
Legend. No. But, I got to about 3 o'clock at Chelsea Flower Show and then they kicked us out because the King and Queen were coming.
Oh, yeah, you got to leave before they get there.
Yeah, so we had to go, which is fine. But some great... I mean, I'm not massive gardener at all, but I love it. It's such a nice day.
Did you buy anything?
Like,
any
no.
bedding plants or anything?
Lucy got some advice on some, I don't know, something or other.
Yeah.
Some slugs that keep eating her leaves. I'm going to say.
Yeah, just say leaves, yeah. Everything's got a leaf, hasn't it?
Yeah.
Everything starts as a leaf, really. Exactly. So, you know, just eating the leaves, yeah.
Yeah, but they said use garlic spray, apparently.
Oh, okay.
That gets rid of your slugs. But I just like looking at people. And people have got like, they've only got like 2 weeks or something to install these gardens. And they look like they've been there for years.
Yeah, amazing. I saw some of the setup and it did look very good.
It's absolutely incredible. So that was a fun day out. But the mistake I made, because we were only there for, I think we had like 4 or 5 hours. And I look, you know me, I love a selfie. I'm all day long. And I say that to you guys if you're listening out. If you ever see me knocking around, come and say hello. I'm not one of those people who's like, leave me alone, actually. You know what I mean? But there was a point where I was with Rob, Lee, and then Greg Davis. And after about... We did about 30 yards in about 20 minutes because photos of various things, you know, all together. And then in the end, we had to just ditch Greg Davis.
Yeah.
Because people can see him from...
He's tall, isn't he? Yeah.
Like miles away, yeah. 6'8". I was like, you're like a beacon, mate.
Yeah, you're not helping.
So, yeah, but it was... it was a lot of fun. But we should go with that. We should go next year, a little bit of that.
I love it. I used to go to Hampton Court Flower Show because obviously I was in Twickenham, wasn't I? I used to go... But I was saying you'd buy a few things and then you'd have to get the bus back with all these... Because there's nowhere to park.
Yeah,
you can't park anywhere near it during the time. And you'd be on the bus with all these, like, you know, 60 quid plants, just clutching them.
But no, it is a good... It's a lovely day out.
And we're not getting old.
No, but I did look at sheds. All right, it's time for a little bit of this.
Hit me with your best fact. Fire away.
If you want to join in and hit us with your best fact, all you've got to do is email me at jason@absoluteradio.co.uk. It's very simple. How do people win the game, Steve?
Well, they win by exciting us, tantalising us with... A fact. I mean, there doesn't seem to be any rules because sometimes it can be something amazing, like numbers and space, and then sometimes it can be, you know, there's an animal that's got three heads, you know. So that, you know, it's the clue's in the title. Hit me with your best facts, and we will decide if we've been hit
and how hard.
Yeah, exactly.
Sarah Marshall has messaged Steve.
Forgetting Sarah Marshall.
You'd never forget. Yeah, it was, yeah. Sarah Marshall says, you may have visited London many times, but the Roman numerals on the clock face of Big Ben are not the traditional X for the numbers 9, 10, 11 and 12. They're something else.
What?
Yeah.
Doesn't elaborate.
She just says this was because of the superstitious clockmaker.
Mm-hmm. Well, so they've not got an X. They've got a different shape thing that looks like an S from a distance. Because obviously, we've never noticed it, have we?
No, I don't know. I can't quite work out what she means, if I'm perfectly
honest. She means
honest.
They're not... Oh, I've just got a picture.
So, oh, yeah, because it's like Roman numerals around the edge of the clock.
No, but, you know, your ones are one, a twos are two, three, and oh, no. I see what you're saying. Yeah, that...
Oh, but it should be an X, shouldn't it? On
Or a V, even. That don't mean it's even a... Oh, there is a V. There's a VI there for six. So the X has gone. Yeah, it's like an F shape, isn't it? Or an E. That's weird, isn't it? Oh, that's good.
One, two, three, four. But there isn't, it doesn't look like there's a
VI.
I can't see the V. Oh, okay.
Yeah. And then it just suddenly goes... It just says if for 9 o'clock. And then F... for 10 and phi and phew for 12. That is, I've never noticed that. Never, that's good.
That
I like,
is
that's
good.
That's like the Mandela effect, isn't it? That, because we just always assumed that that's what is there, but it isn't. And we've seen it on the news at 10 and everything. We've never gone, hang on. Not once have we gone, what's going on with the X's?
Oh. So it's obviously so something to do with the...
superstition,
you say? Superstitious clockmaker, yeah.
He had a lot of power, didn't he? Right, do us a clock face, mate. All right, just so you know, I don't do Roman numeral 10. Yeah. What? Well, there's three of them on there, so you're gonna have to get over that. No, sorry, mate.
Yeah, well,
I just won't. It's quite an important clock, this. It's going to be on news at 10. Trevor McDonald, you know all that. Sorry, mate, not interested. I do not... The X freaks me out.
I don't like threes.
I'm going to do my own thing.
That's going to be a little emoji.
Yeah.
Smiley face.
I'm
going to
do an emoji for threes, all right?
Yeah.
You know the crying emoji? I'm going to do that. I'm going to do the two beers for 6 o'clock, because it's always 6 o'clock somewhere. I'm going to do two beers for 6 o'clock. Just doing his own thing.
He's just gone mad.
Yeah.
Power mad. That's a good one to start us off.
Very good.
I like it. Simon, living in Norfolk, says, I don't know if he's given us that bit of information, but he says, might be. The Romans created the very first burger.
Oh, we like a Roman fact now. It's a new thing, isn't it? After the pothole thing last week, the Roman fact is it. So the Romans created the first burger. I mean, it stands to reason, but yeah, okay.
But what? I wonder what it...
Is it just... Did they just put like meat between two bits of bread? Rather, they didn't go, and a pickle, and a bit of mustard.
And a bit of cheese.
What about bacon and cheese? We'll call it a cheese. Let's call it a burger.
With fries.
Let's call it a burger. Do you want fries with that? The first Roman who said that. Do you want fries with that? What are you saying?
What a fries.
What a fries. I've just come back from Belgium, actually. Frites. Still furious about that, the French, the Belgians.
Oh, they're not happy. Oh,
they invented them. Belgians. They call French fries. They're not French fries. They're Belgian frites. Come on.
Fuming. Diana Jones says, the tears you cry when you are hurting emotionally have healing chemicals in them.
Oh, right. What, like, oh. But how do they, you'd think they'd have bad chemicals, because you're expelling them from your body, wouldn't you? You'd think that'd be the sadness, if you were crying the sadness away.
What are they trying to heal? The tiny bit of skin
that it rolls down. Yeah, the bit of your face it rolls. It's like somebody stroking your cheek. Maybe they've got maybe it goes soaks into the skin. It's got a chemical in there which calms you down. We're not scientists, but
I think
that's a lovely idea, isn't it?
Nice, I like that. Ewan says, at the peak of the season, there can be as many as 180, 750 trillion midges in Scotland.
Oof, that's just in Scotland. Just in the Highlands.
Just in Scotland. That's weird. I had a thought the other day. This is quite disturbing. You know when you have one of them shower thoughts?
Yeah, yeah. When somebody comes in and goes, you all right? And you go, I'm just thinking that, what about if all the midges in the world were like you?
I had a mad thought. What happened? Could midges basically eat you to death?
What? Well.
Like if there was that many, for example, and they all attacked you.
At the same time.
Could they kill someone? If there's that many,
that would completely cover your body, wouldn't it? Was it billion? There was a billion. You mentioned billion.
Trillion.
Yeah, well, that's a lot, isn't it?
Yeah, so could they all...
I mean, we've all been in a situation where we feel like we are being engulfed in them. When there's about... You said there's about 50. You're like, get off, man.
They're like down your throat and up your nose.
You triple that and then you start properly panicking.
Yeah, yeah. Maybe they could. That's
maybe
one
it's
of
a good way of, like, you know, like a Bond film. There's like a spray that's irresistible to midges, and they just sort of spray that on you. It doesn't smell to a human. You think it's fine. Go and have a little walk in that bush over there.
Enjoy Scotland, Mr. Bond.
Suddenly covered in them.
Yeah.
Are you familiar with the midges, Mr. Bond?
No.
That's a good one. I like that. All right. Hey, I had another shower thought the other day. It's just
go on.
Do you wash your legs?
You sometimes forget, don't you? I know what you're saying, because the water, everything you're washing above the legs is being, the soap is going down your legs.
Yeah.
You do sometimes forget, I think. I think you wash your feet, don't you? I think you do your feet.
Yeah, I generally wash my feet, yeah.
Because your feet are different, but your actual calves and stuff, I know what you mean. I mean, I've been doing a bit of shed work, so I've got bits, you know, bits of roof on me and stuff. So I have been doing my legs, but I think you do forget. I think, well, it depends, you know, when I have a shower, I'm like 5 minutes. I've not got time. Whereas I notice when my wife has a shower, 25 minutes. You know what I mean?
Yeah, it's weird, isn't it? Anyway, we're playing hit with your best facts. If you've got any facts, email us, jason@absoluteradio.co.uk. Phoebe says, Buzz Lightyear's original name was Lunar Larry.
Lunar Larry.
Thought they'd done well there, didn't they?
You see where the buzz has come from, can't you? From Buzz Aldrin.
Yeah.
Lightyear, that's like, you know, it's fast in space, isn't it? Leap, you know, like speed of light.
Lunar Larry.
Larry. It just sounds like he's just from the moon. That's why that doesn't
work. Yeah, that's true.
He's not. He's a spaceman. He's been all over space. He hasn't just been to the moon, has he?
That's right. He's into infinity and beyond. He can't be like to the moon.
No, it's like saying, I'm going travelling this year. Oh, well, where are you going? Just sort of like the northwest of the country. It's like, that's not what travelling means, is it?
Yeah,
You got to go around the world a bit.
Like when I went on that cruise, but it was only going from Southampton to Liverpool.
Yeah.
This is from David. He says, in Canada, a beaver family have built a dam extending 850 metres. That's more than twice as long as the Hoover Dam, built by people. It's so big, it can be seen from outer space.
Everything's bigger in Canada, isn't it? It just seems to be. This keeps coming up.
It is unimaginably massive.
Unbelievable.
It's massive. I went to Nova Scotia once and for Richard and Judy's book club back in the day.
Of course you did, yeah.
Of course I did. And when actual television had money.
We were saying this earlier on, the money still exists, but it's all on Andy Peters. I don't understand what's going on with his airmark. Every morning, he'll be there just going, hi, I'm in the Caribbean. And you go, oh, brilliant. And you go, if you'd like to win this Ford Focus, and you're like, what's this got to do with the Caribbean? Why are you in the Caribbean with a Ford Focus? You know, when you say things about, like, if we all did this, then we'd reduce this amount of carbon footprint. I think you should compare things, carbon footprint-wise, to Andy Peters' carbon footprint. And just say, you know, like, if they close those 400 factories there, that will be the same carbon footprint as Andy Peters on this morning.
We've got this one from Andy in Ermston, who says, did you know an albatross can literally fly all day long without flapping its wings?
Or just glide?
Just glide. All day, mate.
Well, not so much now, but yeah.
That's pretty good, isn't it?
Okay,
I like that.
Good.
Very good. Hayley says, a jiffy is actually a moment in time and equates to 1/100th of a second.
Oh, does it? Is it an actual real measurement, a jiffy?
Oh.
See you in a jiffy.
So when you say see in a jiffy, you actually do mean?
Yeah, but it's one of those, isn't it? Like, you know, give us a second. You don't mean a second. I mean, you definitely don't mean a jiffy. What is it? What's the unit measurement of time?
1/100th of a second.
Yeah, you definitely don't mean a jiffy, do you?
No, nobody does.
I'll be back in a jiffy. I'm back. Well, you wouldn't leave, would you?
No, exactly.
I'll be back in a jiffy. Did you miss me? What? I just went and came back.
Email us, jason@absoluteradio.co.uk, with your best facts. Mark says, over 10,000 real snakes were used in the Well of Souls scene from Indiana Jones and the Raiders of the Lost Ark.
Oof, yeah, there's a lot in there, isn't there?
Yeah, it's horrible.
10,000.
10,000. I mean, that'd be all CGI now, wouldn't it?
Yeah, it would. Yeah, there'd be like three. And then, you know, they're just different graphics moving them around.
This one's a bit of a mad one. Sam says, did you know when you go to the beach, the tide doesn't actually go in or out?
What? What happens then? course it does. What does the C get higher and lower? And then that's what it gives you the impression it's coming in.
See, I listened to a scientist on this a while ago. Yeah. It's basically the tide is just your perception of the water. But if you imagine, like, the Earth... I'm going to...
Carry on with this, because I'm excited about this.
Okay.
I can tell this is going to be pure fact.
I can't remember what it was now, but basically, imagine the Earth, right, is a big ball of rock.
Yeah, that's easy to do. Because
inside
a
ball of water.
Is it not lava inside?
No, that's inside the Earth. No, I'm saying the rock is inside the water, if you picture it like that.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, so if you took all the water away, it'd just be a big rock, wouldn't it? But what sort of rounds it out is the water. And so what happens with the moon is that the tidal...
Keep going. The confidence is astounding.
What happens in the moon? I never said it like that. Basically, it bulges. When the moon moves, the gravity pulls.
The gravity pulls, yeah.
Yeah, it pulls the water and basically the tidal bulges. The tide bulges. Yeah. So that's what's happening. It's not the water going in and out of...
It is going out, though. It's going further out if you're, you know...
Only from where you're stood, your perception of it. From space...
Oh, yeah, yeah. I mean, if you looked at anything from space, not much is happening, though, is it? I mean, because if you're stood on the beach at a certain time of the day, you can see, like, all the rocks that are there. And then the other time of the day, the sea's right next to you and all the rocks are covered. You know, there's a wreck down here in Bulverhithe, the wreck of the Amsterdam, this boat. And I saw it one year, and I didn't know it was a special day, but obviously the sea had gone out so far, you could see the wreck of the Amsterdam. So it is going in and out.
Going in and out.
Is it not?
Only from your perception. Well, that's what Sam means. It's not going in.
I've got
in
a better
out.
One. I've got a better sea-related one.
Go on, then.
When I'm driving down to the sea, right, I drive down a hill, London Road. When I'm driving down the hill, the sea, when I look at it, is above where I am. How's that working? What's that about? Can somebody explain that?
Yeah, that is weird.
Because it's above me when I'm at the top of the hill. So when I'm at the bottom of the hill, it's madness. I don't know how that works.
That is weird. I'll tell you the other one of them. Have you ever been driving and looked up and a plane is just floating in the air?
Yeah.
Like something's happening with the speed you're moving and the speed the plane is and it's just floating.
And you're going, that doesn't look.
Why is it not moving?
But when you're near Manchester Airport, or when I used to live in Twickenham, when you're near Heathrow, they do come in quite. It looks. I mean, obviously, it's the size of them and you can't get your head around the scale, but it doesn't look like they're going very fast when they're landing, does it? Or taking off, particularly. Looks like they're going about 25 miles an hour. I mean, they're not. But you look at it going, mate, you need to get it. You need to put your foot down or whatever. You pull a lever back or something. Whatever. Something's got to go on here, mate, because you're not going to get off the. You're not going to land with that.
Jason Manford on Absolute Radio.
We'd better pick a winner, Steve, for our Hit Me With Your Best Facts this week. Mm. I think I should win it, to be honest, with my facts.
It'd be easy to repeat what you said because it all made perfect sense. Everything hit home and you're like, yes, of course. Yeah.
The earth rotates within the water is what I was trying to say.
Yeah. No, I know, yeah.
And then it bulges.
Because we're rotating, but we don't feel like we're rotating because we're on it.
Bulges at high tide.
Yeah. It's just the idea that it doesn't go in and out. It kind of does, but it doesn't. It bulges. But yeah.
Yeah.
Anyway, forget it.
All right, anyway. I'm not getting
that covered.
Now.
Yeah.
Science with Jason Manford.
Yeah.
I wonder why I don't get those Dara O'Brien shows.
I'd love. That should be like.
Just me and Brian Cox.
When I was younger, there used to be a cooking show on. With Don Henderson, who was Bullman, and Michael Elphick, which two blokes going, well, how do you make a roux then? And I think there needs to be more of that.
Do you know what I mean? I would watch
that. A science show presented by somebody who basically, we're just winging it, but it'll all make sense. We'll speak in a layman and we'll get to the same place at the same time.
Hey, randomly, before I get on to the winner, when I was at Chelsea Flower Show last week, guess who I bumped into? Johnny Ball.
Yeah. Oh, did you?
Yeah. Johnny Ball. And he used to be a comedian, do you know?
I didn't know that, no.
I didn't know that either, but when he saw me, he was chatting about comedy. He went, oh, I did comedy for a bit. Oh, how mad's that? Anyway, let's pick a fact. Let's pick a winner. So we had Sarah Marshall tell us about the X that isn't there on the Big Ben clock tower. It's actually an F. The Romans created the first burger. When you cry, you have healing chemicals coming out of them. Chemicals is a new word. 180 something or other trillion midges are in Scotland at peak season. Buzz Lightyear's the original name. Who is Luna Larry? The tide does not actually go in or out. I expertly explained that one, so no need to get more into that.
Yeah.
There's a dam in Canada that's 850 metres wide, built by beavers and can be seen by space. Not that they'll ever know that. An albatross can fly all day without flapping its wings. A jiffy is actually a moment in time, 1/100th of a second. And 10,000 real snakes were used in Raiders of the Lost Ark's Well of Souls. What do you reckon, Steve?
It's got to be the Big Ben fear of the X, man. Because I think you can trot that out when you're there. You can trot that out when you're not there. Have a look next time you're there. Have a look. I think you can trot that out anywhere. True. That's a brilliant fact. Like I said, we've seen it every night on the news at 10 and we've never once gone, hang on, what's going on with the X?
So this week's winner is Sarah Marshall for telling us that there is no X for the number 10. And obviously 11 and 12, XI, X2, whatever, on Big Ben, because the clockmaker was superstitious. Apparently X was the sign of the devil, so didn't want to include X in his design. So just replaced it with an F.
Well, I mean, like I said, a lot of power, because, I mean, it might be the sign of the devil, but is it? I've never heard that. I've heard that it's 10, X for 10 in Roman numerals.
Yeah, exactly.
I've never heard it's the sign of the devil.
Exactly. So well done, Sarah. An Absolute Radio mug winging its way to you. If you want to join in next week, all you got to do is email me, jason@absoluteradio.co.uk. Thanks for joining us this morning here on Absolute Radio. What have you got planned for the rest of the day, Steve?
I am off to, when this show goes out, I'll be in Bognor Regis at Butlins.
Oh, you Butlins, aren't you?
Butlins, come back and then straight to Albia in Spain for 4 days. That'd be nice as well.
Nice.
Not had any holidays. Nice to get a few in.
Absolutely.
What about you? It's a big day for you today, isn't it?
Birthday today, isn't it?
Birthday boy. Happy birthday.
Thank you very much. 43.
How old are you now?
43.
Oh, yes.
Hey! Well, I'm not surprised with your old brain.
Jokes.
I know. Yeah, 43. halfway.
Yeah, yeah.
If you're lucky.
Yeah, well, you know, advances in technology and science and stuff. Who knows? You know, we've better diet now, isn't it? I mean,
not the look I have.
Strawberry daiquiri and the pizza, but you know, just generally.
Exactly.
I'm thinking of footballers, and I see you as a footballer now. So
yeah, that's what I am.
Nutritionist.
What am I doing? We're going out to Hickory Smokehouse.
Nice.
For a bit of brunch with all the family. There's actually four birthdays. My nephew Dylan is 13. My brother-in-law Jared, who's just come from Australia with my sister, he's 30. So it's his special birthday, really.
Yeah.
My mum's was a couple of weeks ago as well, and it's also my brother's girlfriend Jess. It's her birthday on the same day as mine as well. How rude!
Yeah, so you're gonna get forgotten in that, aren't you?
Yeah, I'm also not bothered.
You're all right with that, aren't you? Yeah,
I'm fine with that. So we got that, and then later on, I'm doing an escape room with some mates.
Cool, always good.
And then just going for some tea with sort of about six of us or something like that. But it is also the Manchester City. Obviously, this show is pre-recorded, so I don't know if we won the FA Cup yesterday or not. I mean, I'm guessing we have.
Are you playing Ipswich?
United. I'd rather play Ipswich. It's more of a game.
Yeah.
But there's a big parade in the city centre today, so we'll see how that goes. That might be the actual escape room.
Yeah, could be. Yeah,
just trying to get out of town. So, right, grab the podcast. That's up now. There's hundreds of them, by the way. So if you ever want us just to keep you company, there's absolutely loads of them. And my episode of Have I Got News For You from last week is on the iPlayer. Steve's show, Madame Blanc.
Probably on My Five, or some of them will be on My Five.
There you go. And in the meantime, we're not here now next week, so we'll see.
We've got
a
week off, haven't we?
Half time.
Half time. See, footballer, typical footballer. Everything's half time, isn't it?
So we'll see you in a couple of weeks. Have a lovely Sunday. Enjoy half term. If you've got kids and teachers, enjoy your rest. See you soon. Bye bye.